YALiberty.org.
Especially if they have a college kid, tell their college child to look it up and to join.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they encourage their child to join.
Yeah. So they're, and the let me give you another impressive number. We've been sponsoring Simon Roach on this show. You heard him earlier in the program. He was a surprise speaker at today's event, thanks to us, thanks to the American Freedom Party. We were pretty much responsible for him being here. And he wowed the audience by letting them know that his organization, St. Launders, at stlaunders.org, their website, and St. Launders is spelled S-U-I-D-L-A-N-D-E-R-S, they have 100,000 members with a population of only 4.7 million. And, of course, we have here's an organization. I just cited Young Americans for Liberty. They say they have 308,000 members. So that's pretty amazing. But in our more I like to use the term that Sam Dixon used in his talk today, rather than say race realist community that we're in, he said, I like to call myself a race idealist, a racial idealist. So, but in our racial idealist movement, I don't think all of our organizations put together equal 100,000. And so that's pretty darn impressive that our South African cousins with 1/50th of our population have put together maybe three times as many members in their organization. Pretty darn impressive. And it really, go ahead, Laura.
I was just going to say, they're under siege. They know they've got to have groups, that's to form a group. They've got to stick together because they're under siege, and they realize that our people don't realize they're under siege yet.
Well, yeah, and also I think in trying to explain that number, yes, the fact that they're under siege, they're more obviously under siege, maybe surely it's a factor in people participating. But I want to attribute their success to just who they are. The Afrikaners are an incredible people, and I think that's why they have such a great membership. Primarily, because I could also make a case, Laura, that being in really dire straits, yeah, it might induce some people to participate, but you know what? It might induce some people to not participate. In other words, people looking at how bleak it is, a natural human response is to surrender, to try to make as best a deal you can with the enemy. So
you can't dance with the devil. You cannot do that.
Well, true, but people do, and anyway, so that's all encouraging. So, Laura, I'm keeping you on the phone a long time here, and I thank you very much. You are my co-host.
One more thing to say. I listened to an author. His last name is Greer. He's written a book called No Campus for White Men, and he was telling me, they asked him, well, what college is the best for, white people?
Yes.
He's only named two in all of the United States. Hillsdale in Michigan and Grove College, which I don't know where that is, Grove. It was only two. I said, that's pretty sad. Pretty doggone
Grove College,
sad.
I know. Yeah, Grove College, I know. What's the other one?
Hillsdale in Michigan.
Okay. Well,
I think his book is No Campus for White Men. Pretty interesting.
Okay, let me look that up. I'll look that up in books right now. What's his name?
Greer. G-R-E-E-R, I believe.
Let me look up his book and see what he's got here. That's a very interesting question. The speakers yesterday, today, here at Ameren. And what's the book title again?
No Campus for White Men.
For White Men. Yep. That was the subject. We had lots of young people here. And here it is, no campus for white men. Wow, there it is. Wow, nice discovery, Laura. Here it is, Scott Greer, spelled G-R-E-E-R. No campus for white men shines a bright light on the growing obsession with diversity, victimization, and identity politics on today's college campuses, and shows how it is creating an intensely hostile and fearful atmosphere that can only lead ultimately to ever greater polarization in American society. Across the country, campus protests over speakers with dissenting viewpoints, as well as a preoccupation with microaggressions, trigger warnings, safe spaces, and brand new gender identities, make it obvious that something has gone terribly wrong with higher education. For years, colleges have pursued policies favoring students based not on their merit, but on their race, gender, and sexual orientation. The disturbingly negative effects of this culture are now impossible to deny. I've got to get a copy of this, Laura. Scott Greer's investigative work links such seemingly unrelated trends as rape culture hysteria and Black Lives Matter to an overall campus mindset intent on elevating and celebrating leftist-designated protected classes above everyone else while intimidating, censoring, and punishing those who disagree with this perversely un-American agenda. I can't believe I'm reading this on Amazon. In No Campus for White Men, Greer broadens the usual media focus well beyond coverage of demonstrations by easily offended college students to spotlight the darker forces at work behind the scenes that are feeding higher education's metastasizing crisis, and how all this results in sustained animosity first and foremost toward white men. Greer also documents how this starkly totalitarian culture is not isolated to higher education, but is rather a result of trends already operating in society. Thus, he shows, today's campus madness may eventually dominate much more of America if it is not addressed and reversed soon. That's a darn good book.
Yeah.
And Scott Greer is one of America's most talented up-and-coming journalists. And Tucker Carlson, here's a review from Tucker Carlson, who says, you know him from Fox News, folks, something's wrong on college campuses. Most of us are dimly aware of that. In this bracing and sometimes horrifying book, Scott Greer pulls off the bandage to reveal the suppurating wound beneath. Higher education is rotting in this country. After reading Greer's account, you'll think twice before sending your children off to school. Whoa.
Anybody's got a high schooler, they need to read that book before they send their kid to college.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Book is selling like hotcakes. It's not selling quite like hotcakes, but it's selling pretty darn well. And so thank you for that discovery, Laura. And I don't want to keep you any longer.
One last thing. Sunday, I have to give you this. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're tuned in, folks, to the American Freedom Party report. I didn't even give the date. It's July 30th, 2017. I don't know what good that does at this late point in the show. You like to give it at the beginning of the show so that people listening can figure out what day they're listening to. I'm trying to write show summary notes so that the archive here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we can start showing in the archive not just the day of the show, but also like a little thumbnail of what's in the show so that you can go back or your friends can go back in and look at things and see what you want to look at or what you want to hear. There is a line open. You can call in at, let me open up my Skype here, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We're in our second hour of today's program. Let's go back to the news. And I'm keeping an eye, by the way, people are leaving, heading back to wherever in America they came from for this event. And so as people walk by outside, I'm spotting people like Simon Roach, who you heard earlier, and Peter Brimelow, and we also heard from Rick Tyler, the American Freedom Party organizer in Tennessee, and also a board of directors member. Rick Tyler is on our board of directors, which meets every other Saturday in a conference call, and I report on that here on the show. Let's turn to the world of the man who's saving our bacon, Donald Trump. Here's what Matt Drudge is reporting. Let me hit F5 to update this page, and because the Drudge page is changing all the time. Supersonic bombers drill on North Korea. Half of the United States is in range. These are his headlines. The THAAD hits, which means, I guess, a success of the, what is, folks, we're all going to have to learn the acronym THAAD and what it stands for, THAAD. Let me see if I can remember. I think it's Terminal High Altitude. Let's see what it is. Click on the link. Terminal High Altitude. Let's see if they name it here. Bad. Terminal High Altitude Area Defense. The United States said it shot down a medium-range target ballistic missile in its latest test of the country's THAAD missile defense program. This is a headline today, which is designed to protect the country against potential threats from countries such as North Korea and Iran. The test conducted over the Pacific Ocean comes amid heightened tensions with North Korea, which on Saturday, yesterday, said it had conducted its own successful test of a long-range intercontinental ballistic missile, ICBM, that proved it has the capacity to strike America's mainland. The latest U.S. test of the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense THAAD system was planned well before North Korea's latest missile launch, but it comes at a time of rising tension since Pyongyang launched its first ever test of an ICBM on July 4th. The Missile Defense Agency said Sunday that the U.S. has now successfully intercepted test targets 15 times for its THAAD weapons system. The military is saying good things about this test. They seem to be happy with it. Here's another headline. This is important. Vladimir Putin making a real move. 755 U.S. diplomats must leave Russia, says Putin. President Vladimir Putin said 755 U.S. diplomats, that's a lot, must leave Russia and warned that ties with Washington could be gridlocked for a long time. In a move Sunday, today, that followed tough new American sanctions. Now, these have not been signed. These sanctions have not been signed by Donald Trump. He may veto them. We'll see. The Russian Foreign Ministry had earlier demanded Washington cut its diplomatic presence in Russia by September to 455, the same number Moscow has in the U.S. And here's what Vladimir Putin said. This is a quote, 755 people must stop their activities in Russia, unquote. And he added that an upturn in Russia's relations with Washington could not be expected any time soon. He said, we have waited long enough, hoping that the situation would perhaps change for the better. But it seems that even if the situation is changing, it's not for any time soon, unquote. On Thursday, the U.S. Senate overwhelmingly, this is sad, overwhelmingly approved a bill to toughen sanctions on Russia for allegedly meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and for its annexation of Crimea in 2014. Well, on point number one, meddling in the 2016 election, There is zero evidence of that. So that's pretty shabby. And then as for its annexation of Crimea in 2014, well, again, that doesn't merit U.S. sanctions. Russia, which gave Crimea under Khrushchev, gave it to Ukraine, took it back in a circumstance in which probably more than 90% of the Crimeans, who are Russians, who speak Russian and are ethnic Russians, said, we don't want to be in Ukraine, we want to be in Russia. And Russia has merely obliged. It's not exactly a conquest. So that's an interesting story. Is Putin acting strong? And there's nothing anti-Trump about this at all. I think this could turn out well. Let's see. Scanning the stories here. Here's a good one. This is one we're following. And this was spoken about at this American Renaissance Conference. Who was it that talked about this? One of the speakers talked extensively. It sounded like he was really had been listening to our radio shows. I think it was Jared. Jared, if you're listening, we love you, brother. But, you know, I mean, one of the nice things about the good, the best ideas that are appearing in our cause is that, you know, the similarity from one thinker or activist to another may merely reflect it. You know, we're pretty darn smart. And, you know, smart people tend to think in parallel. Here's the headline. But this sounds like something right out of Jared Taylor's talk today, because he talked extensively about the great hope that is given to us by the Eastern European nations, which are acting very nationalist and very with great racial idealism. Again, I say I like that term from Sam Dixon, racial idealism. I also like Jared Taylor's earlier term of racial realism. They're acting very good in this regard. The European Union takes legal action against Poland for refusing to do as they are told. The European Commission has launched an infringement procedure against Poland's government after the nation ignored repeated warnings by Brussels to not proceed with long-promised judicial reform measures. Having already previously made multiple threats, the European Commission, the EC, sent a letter of formal notice to the governing Law and Justice Party. And I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce it in Polish. If there's a member of our audience who's got good Polish, you can pronounce for us the Law and Justice Party. And in the Polish, I'll just kind of like phonetically read it. Prawo, P-R-A-W-O, that would be law, I guess. E, which would be and in Polish, which is the letter I. And let's see. I'll try to. Sorry, folks. I just flung my mouse across the room here just a second. Let me see here. I didn't. Let me go back to the article one here. It looks like I didn't destroy it. Prawo I, and it's something like Sprawiedliwość. Prawo I Sprawiedliwość. I'll try to find a better pronunciation of that. But it's the Law and Justice Party. We talked about it at the conference here. Very good group. On Saturday, July 29th, a day after the publication of the government policy document outlining the forthcoming changes, the EC stated they had a key legal concern in court laws requiring female judges to retire at the age of 60, while their male counterparts would continue to work until 65, which they said is seen as contrary to gender equality in employment. Now this is interesting. This is micromanagement from the European Commission. They are saying that the Poles' effort to control their own courts is not to be tolerated. Isn't that interesting? The EC wants to do a judicial power grab. We'll come back to that and more topics and your calls right after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When this war is over, it will be but a day. When this war is over, it will be but a day. But it won't bring back those poor boys in the grave. Action, killing people all the time. Ain't no sense in no action, killing people all the time.
So we're back, folks.
When it happens on the
thanks for tuning in. And the thanks for listening. The you can call in at 800-313-9443. There hasn't been much reporting on this American Renaissance Conference, but it's early yet. The conference is, you know, still slated. It just ended. This is the third and final day of the conference, and there's a coverage here on WZTV Fox 17 News in Nashville. There were news crews out here. American Renaissance is standing up for the rights of white people just like every other race, says Jared Taylor, one of the group's leaders. And I'm looking for the full story here. Try to find the full story. See if I can't get it and read it to you. Oh, here it is. I've got it. Headline: a group that claims to protect the rights of white people is met with resistance as its members gather for their annual conference at a Tennessee state park Saturday. For 6 years and counting, the American Renaissance Conference has claimed to come in peace to Montgomery Bell State Park. This is all very accurate so far. American Renaissance is standing up for the rights of white people, just like every other race, says Jared Taylor. The biggest misconception about American Renaissance is that we are some kind of threat to any other group. Very good wording from Jared Taylor. That's a smart way to play it right here. But a strong group of opponents believe their mission has other motives. And Daryl Lamont Jenkins, who is just a, you know, what a clown, he's quoted. And then Jenkins, Daryl Lamont Jenkins, along with many other opponents, argues that members of an organization that's been labeled a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center has no place congregating on public land. This is wrong, he says. You've got a hate group. They are a hate group. I don't care how many times they say they're not. They are having a conference bringing all those haters to a state park that belongs to all of us, says Kat Hitchcock of Nashville. The group counters, it is their right to be there. Quote, what I find contemptible, this is Jared Taylor being quoted, what I find contemptible, and they misspelled contemptible, about these protesters is that they want to shut us down. They want to prevent the state of Tennessee from allowing us to gather and express ourselves. Let's see. And let me find more quotes here. The state says, and this is beautiful, folks. The state of Tennessee says that as long as they follow the rules, the American Renaissance is allowed to stay. Isn't that wonderful? At last check, there were no reported incidents between the American Renaissance Conference and those protesting it. Now, there was, in fact, a slight altercation, as I reported earlier in the show, where one person, not heeding the admonition of Jared Taylor to not get in the face of or too close to or in the presence of these anti-white protester people who look so ridiculous. One person did get close to them. Two of the anti-white people charged the good guy, our guy, and all three of them, they were on edge of a steep bank. They rolled into the lake together. I think we got a break coming up, engineer. Let's go for it. See you in a moment, folks. Like they should.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877 888 872-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. And we're in the last hour and 20 or so minutes of our three-hour Big Shoe. Thank you for joining us. Lines are open if you want to call it, 800-313-9443. If you want to ask about what went on this weekend, getting a message here from the engineer. Some good insights in here to the sanctions. We just covered that story. He says the Democrats said they supported the sanctions against Russia. They would support the sanctions against Iran if the GOP would support sanctions against Russia. So that was a trade there. And then those sanctions against Russia interfere with Europe, Germany especially, getting their gas from Russia, natural gas. So the European Union is going to sanction the U.S. And then the engineer says, sweet, huh? And yeah, that's going to be interesting. That's a mess, huh? Well, here, speaking of the Russians, here's a great story at Breitbart, again, explaining things to us in a way that the legacy media will not. The week the Russia conspiracy theory fell apart. Good coverage by Breitbart original writing. The Russia conspiracy theory, so beloved by the media and the Democratic Party, fell apart this week, though it was easy to miss amidst the chaos at the White House and the collapse of Congress's effort to appeal to repeal Obamacare. And it says, until now, the media and the Democrats have proceeded under the assumption that Russia intervened in the 2016 election by hacking the email server of the Democratic National Committee, as well as the private email of Hillary Clinton campaign chair John Podesta, releasing their emails via WikiLeaks. They have further claimed, with no evidence, that the Trump campaign may have colluded with the Russians in obtaining or releasing the emails. The entire theory rests on the ridiculous claim that Trump had invited Russia to hack Clinton and the Democrats when he joked last July about the Russians releasing the emails Clinton had deleted from her illicit private server. That joke from Trump prompted then CIA Director John Brennan to convene an investigation of alleged Russian interference. In fact, it turns out that Russia may have been trying to undermine Trump, and it may have done so in collusion with the Democrats. The Wall Street Journal's Kimberly Strassel noted on Thursday that Fusion GPS, which is a company, I think, which has ties to the Democrats, and will not reveal who paid it for the dossier. Strassel asked, this is the Wall Street Journal's Kimberly Strassel, what if it was the Democratic National Committee or Hillary Clinton's campaign? Unquote. The money could have passed through intermediaries, she added. That means the real story of collusion in the 2016 election could be that Democrats were working with Russia, not Republicans. And that would make sense, given their long history of appeasing the Russians, that is, the Democrats, under both Clinton and Barack Obama. Or the truth could be that Russia was trying to embarrass both parties. It's a possibility I haven't seen entertained before, to weaken the eventual winner. Browder, whoever it is, somebody named Browder, told the Senate Judiciary Committee that it is common for Russia to back both sides in elections simply to create chaos. Regardless, the Russia conspiracy theory has now collapsed. That's the point of this Breitbart article. There is no evidence that Russia was colluding with the Trump campaign. There is no evidence. But there is evidence Russia was working against it, and the truth is only beginning to emerge. Very good coverage of that story. Pretty much puts it to rest. Scroll across the news here for the next story that pops up. Let's just go right back to Breitbart. Here's a report. Well, I don't know. I'm giving these infighting reports. There are too many of them. Let's see here. Oh, this is a weird story. A pro-transgender Boy Scout leader slams President Trump for his politics. What in the world is going on here? What kind of person is this who's insinuated himself into the upper reaches of the Boy Scouts of America? The Boy Scouts organization complained Thursday that President Donald Trump's July 24th Jamboree speech was too political. Only 6 months after its progressive leadership, that's the Boy Scouts' progressive leadership, suddenly redefined boyhood to include, this is disgusting, transgender girls. And then here is the chief scout executive, Michael Surbaugh, S-U-R-B-A-U-G-H. He says, I want to extend my sincere apologies to those in our scouting family who were offended by the political rhetoric that was inserted into the Jamboree said a statement from Michael Surbaugh, S-U-R-B-A-U-G-H, the chief scout executive for the Boy Scouts of America. He continued, "That was never our intent. The invitation for the sitting U.S. president to visit the National Jamboree is a longstanding tradition that has been extended to the leader of our nation that has had a jamboree during his term since 1937. It is no way an endorsement of any person, party, or policies." The apology was prompted by widespread complaints from anti-Trump parents and groups about the president's rambunctious speech, during which the huge crowd of youths chanted, "We love Trump, we love Trump." Some progressives complained the speech looked like a Hitler youth rally, effectively describing American scouts as young Nazis. Trump's speech was welcomed by the scouts and many of the adult volunteers in the scouting organization. One parent supporter, Rick Bynum, posted this message on the website announcement of Surbaugh's apology. "For you to plead that the Boy Scouts of America is non-political is a sham. The bending to political will of the various activist groups in the change of membership policy recently enacted by the Boy Scouts and leadership policy several years ago demonstrates the Boy Scouts of America is very political, or you just cared more about corporate dollars than what had been a long-standing policy." Trump gave a marvelous speech. I heard it, and then I read it. "To whom are you really serving these days?" And then she retweets to the same guy on July 27th. She says, "When making his apology, Surbaugh insisted the Boy Scouts have not been a political organization under his watch. For years, people have called upon us," he says the scout executive, And he also insisted that the focus of the Boy Scouts organization has not changed. "The focus of scouting," he says, "remains the same today as every day. Trustworthiness, loyalty, kindness, and bravery are just a few of the admirable traits scouts aspire to develop. In fact, they make up the scout oath and scout law." Let's see here. Surbaugh, delivered a message earlier into which was built his announcement that anyone can join the Boy Scouts if they claim to have a male gender identity, regardless of their biology. He said, "We and others have recently been challenged by a very complex situation of gender identity. For more than 100 years, the BSA, along with schools, sports, and other youth organizations, ultimately deferred to the information on an individual's birth certificate to determine eligibility for and participation in many programs, especially single-gender programs. After weeks," he continues, "of significant conservations," what are conservations, at all levels of our organization, "we realized that referring to birth certificates as the reference point is no longer sufficient. Communities and state laws are now interpreting gender identity differently than society did in the past, and these new laws vary widely from state to state. Starting today, we will accept registration in our scouting programs based on the gender identity provided on an individual's application." Oh my gosh. Now, this was talked about at American Renaissance today. Peter Brimelow said it was a landmark thing. Was it Brimelow? I think it was Brimelow, who saluted Donald Trump for his order ending transgender participation anywhere in the U.S. military. That was a wonderful order. We shared it here on the air, in which he ended with simply the two-word knockout phrase, "Thank you." Okay. In July 2015, continues this article about the Boy Scouts and this gender change thing or whatever. In July 2015, the scouting organization also ditched its original focus on helping young boys mature into fathers by accepting scout leaders who say they are gay. That acceptance effectively endorsed the progressive demand that homosexuality should get the same level of social status as heterosexuality. The 2015 decision was welcomed by pro-gay groups as a gain in social status. Blah, 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 blah. Now here's the bad news. The Scouting Group's board, okay, that's the board of directors of the Boy Scouts of America, is dominated by progressive-leaning corporate executives, including Randall Stephenson, CEO of AT&T, which is now lobbying against a Texas bill to protect the sexual privacy of K-12 kids, amid pressure by transgender groups to allow boys into girls' bathrooms and shower facilities. Quote, CEOs and top executives from more than a dozen major Dallas-based corporations, including American Airlines, AT&T, and Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway, delivered letters to GOP leaders decrying the bathroom bill as a proposal that would seriously hurt, would seriously hurt the state's ability to attract new businesses, investments, and jobs, unquote, according to the Texas Tribune. Let's see here. Some of the scout leaders are eager to ditch the evolved and proven social practices. For example, Gregory Nelson, the mountain bike program director at Boy Scouts of America, posted this May 2016 progressive message on the organization's website. Blah, blah, blah. She's talking about here she goes. I endorse the recent changes. We have no business taking any position on sexuality. We are not anti-gay or pro-gay. We have no position. There is no sex merit badge. I like that one. There is no... That's cheeky, isn't it? This is Gregory Nelson. Okay, so it's a man, the mountain bike program director. Here's what he says. There is no sex merit badge. The true conservatives always knew that scouting should not be in the business of ruling on human sexuality. Now we are out of the judging game, thank God. Now let's go back to being the school of the wilderness instead of the school of sexual morality. If someone asks if we are pro-gay, we have no position either way. We let others deal with that one. We are too busy creating better people. Well, it's a nice try on his part. The leftward lurch. I was unaware of this. The scouting has had a leftward lurch. The leftward lurch of the scouting organization has spurred much criticism and the creation of a rival organization, according to Todd Starnes, a host of Fox News and commentary. He writes, the adult leadership of the BSA, Boy Scouts of America, has allowed the organization to become a playground for the gender and sex revolutionaries. In January, the Boy Scouts of America sacrificed its last vestige of integrity on the altar of political correctness by allowing girls who identify as boys to join scout troops. And where was the BSA leadership when the mainstream media compared the president's speech to a Hitler Nazi youth speech? So, spare us the righteous indignation, Mr. Serbaugh. I would urge every parent with a child in the Boy Scouts to consider an alternative scouting organization. Now, this is new. We'll cover this here. Trail Life USA. Trail Life is a faith-based scouting program that stands on a firm foundation. And that, let's just look up that URL for Trail Life USA. Yeah, we open that in a new tab and see what we come up with. Let's see, that didn't work. Okay, that didn't work. Let's see if I can. I think I X that out. Okay, well, all right, I'll have to recover that. Let's go for another story here. we can go over to the one of my favorite go-to places, which is whitehouse.gov, and in the briefing room, the latest news from Donald Trump, including all his tweets and everything else. Let's see what we can find here. So far, nothing there. Let's go again to whitehouse.gov. Now, you can tell, folks, this has been a long weekend for me. So if I make any goofs and so on, be forgiving. It's been a drain. Very intense, but in the best way. The latest news from the president. Let's take a look at it right after this break. Stay tuned.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. thanks for tuning in. We're heading into or almost into our last hour of the program. And I'll tell you what, folks, I urge you to call in. Let's see here. Let's get our Skype window back up. And I would love you to call in. I miss you. Here we go. We've got a caller. Mike in Kentucky, you're on the air. Come in, Mike.
Well, yeah, I guess they're in their fourth year in one form or another as details have shook out. Trail
fourth
Life.
Year. Fourth year of what?
Trail Life USA has got about 26,000 members right now, and it was formed up,
I guess.
Formed up out of the American Heritage Girls and Faith-Based Boys, which in 2013, I guess they were a offshoot of Boy Scouts of America, and I guess they started with a group known as OnMyHonor.net. John Stemberger was in opposition to the policy change that happened in March 2013, but you know, all that's, I guess, easily found. I guess they started a leadership meeting in Louisville in the summer of 2013 to talk about forming the new group. And
right.
They got American Girls, American Heritage Girls, to try to help out with the as an advisory capacity there. But general counsel for the Richard Matthews, I guess, came in, joined Trail Life as acting general counsel, formerly associated with Boy Scouts of America. But there is no transgenderism, really. I mean, you're born with a genetic profile. You got, 23 pairs, and the last pair is either XX or XY. There's been some controversy over the decades with the Olympics. The Russians rumored to have.
I got a little bit better desk chair if you want. Sir.
Oh no, this is good. Okay. This is good thing. Go ahead.
No, Mike. I'm sorry. There's Russians that may have been genetically male but anatomically female that competed in the Olympics. Now, I mean, you get that. You get exposures to certain chemicals and things like that can mess with the development of the fetus, and crucial times during development, I guess you can have a genetically be a man, but because the infant, when it's forming, it is always genetically or anatomically female up until the point when the cascade of hormones makes a boy a boy. So, and with all these xenoestrogens floating around, you know, with fire retardants and plasticizers, did you see like 3 weeks ago some study published that 90% of the powdered cheese and the macaroni and cheese in the stores contains phthalates known to shrink gonads and cause women fertility problems. I mean, it's not surprising that, you know, the powdered cheese isn't real cheese in the macaroni and cheese unless you buy some specifically guaranteed, I guess, Ann's Organic or something.
Well, you're on it. But, you're on it. Yeah, Annie's Organic.
Yeah, Annie's, yeah. Well, I wasn't going to, you know, specifically mention
brand. Well, no, I'm interested in this because I've got my daughter loves macaroni, and I'm going to check that out. Make sure what's the substance that's in there that's bad for
phthalates? Phthalates. Phthalates. I think it's one of those chemicals like bisphenol A that's used in plastics to keep the plastics pliable.
Yes,
and of course. Our industrialized farming is made for an overabundance of soy. And, of course, soy is used in making plastics, but it's used as a filler in a lot of food. So, I mean, if you go look down the cheese aisle, I've caught people with cartloads of cheese. Oh, it's 10 for 10, but I said, look at it, it's not cheese. What do you mean it's cheese? Looks like cheese, tastes like cheese. it's on sale 10 for 10. I'm going to buy it. Look at it. Where is, you know, what's cheese made out of? I don't know. Milk. Where is the milk in this? Look, it says ingredients, you know. The first thing will be soybean oil or vegetable oil. That's not cheese.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the watchwords of,